Well, PG&E started shutting down power to areas in the North and East Bay yesterday after high winds and dry weather created dangerous conditions, making some areas ripe for fires. As of this morning, nearly 60,000 customers were without power. Some of those may slowly be getting their service restored. To find out what's happening now, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with PG&E's spokesman, Paul Dougherty. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So you're checking on restoring power. Tell us exactly what your crews are doing.
Thanks for having me. Nothing is more important than the safety of our customers and the communities we serve. And as of Sunday night, PG&E proactively turned off the power in extreme fire risk areas of Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties. And that impacted about 17,500 customers. We also did so in the Sierra foothills in Amador, El Dorado, Placer, and Calaveras counties, and that impacted approximately 42,000 customers. And as of 8 a.m. Monday, weather conditions improved, allowing PG&E crews to begin patrols to thoroughly inspect the lines for any necessary repairs. And we're doing so by helicopter, in vehicles, and on foot. And PG&E anticipates that crews will be complete equipment inspections by the end of today. And then at that point, our crews can then begin to safely restore power to customers. And so this is something we've done, as I mentioned, that was in response to these extreme weather conditions, and something that we do as a last resort, all in the name of safety. And so we're crews right now, as soon as we're able to identify any repairs that need to be done, and we're able to inspect all of the lines that were shut off through this public safety power shut off event, then we'll be able to begin restoring power where they can. I would note that through this event, we de-energized more than 78 miles of transmission lines and more than 2,150 miles of our distribution power lines. And this is the first time that PG&E has enacted this public safety power shutoff measure. And so we're doing this for the first time, and we're working as safely and quickly as possible to get power restored for our customers.
Okay, so when you have this kind of wind, I mean, do you expect to see on these inspections that the guys are doing, do you expect to see downed lines? Is that typically what happens after high wind?
Yeah, there's a chance, and extreme weather threats can change quickly, but there's a chance there could be debris in our lines, there could be down poles and wires. So this is really this thorough inspections that we're doing now is really a critical component and step in making sure that we get our power to our customers restored.
Doesn't look like any fires in the region. I mean, this must feel like a success to you guys.
Well, as I mentioned, the extreme weather threats can change quickly. And while there might not look like a fire threat out there right now, there were sustained winds. There were some really strong wind gusts. And it's the different factors that we have to take into consideration when we make a determination on whether or not to initiate a public safety power shutoff. It really includes the red flag warnings that are declared by the National Weather Service, the low humidity levels, generally 20% and below humidity, sustained winds that are, as I mentioned, approximately 25 miles an hour above, and then wind gusts in excess of approximately 45 miles per hour. But in addition to that, we'd have to consider site-specific conditions such as local temperature, the type of terrain that we're dealing with, and the local climate. And one important factor is also the condition of the vegetation on the ground. It's critically dry this time of year, and so we have our PG&E field crews who are on the ground providing us with those real-time observations, so that all these things go into helping us make the decision on when we need to shut the power off.
Okay, we've got to go, but I know you've got a lot of things to consider, but if there are no significant problems with any of the wires, do you think people would have their power on tonight?
Yeah, we're anticipating most customers are expected to be restored by Monday night, with some outages potentially lasting into Tuesday. But I would caution that power restoration time, it really does depend on the weather conditions and if any repairs are needed.
All right, good enough. Thanks very much for talking to us. That's PG&E's Paul Dougherty.